con nadie le puede trabajar. Anche essi luoghi, i luoghi a produrre infatti, alla linea musicale e vocale. You understand? So, if you put other people in front, it is always a contest. And that is the point that our strategy to be able to do the political process. And the price being short is if only one man might be in the form and they will be liberated for it, we can mention it to one but they what they tell me that I'm going to do is that Honorable Manana started and all members follow suit on the same post.
So I think everybody knows what are the limits of the BCP. So everything that is written there should be what conspired during the meeting. And we don't have to waste time on that. So that even 5 years to come, we should know what happened really in that meeting on that date.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then for record sake, if Honorable Manana said those things in a meeting, even generations to come will know, will can go through there and know it happened this because this and this was said. I don't see anything. Let us, if something is missing or any somebody's input is missing, let us just say it and then it be corrected. There's no politics about me. Let's move.
Thanks, sir. I think the confusion is partially to the minute capture because input or when people move on the presidential basis, they're going to move to the discussion for adoption or contested. And as I understand previously, is that the minute of the discussion was moved, and then when the discussion transpired, it is that the committee is liberated. Unless we get more clarity so that we can know that, because I think it's fair for all members when they have input to make that they understand. We also need clarity as to the limit reflect an individual member's contribution when they were moving on in particular social or other.
Yeah,
the meeting with first talk the research for the following month.
We said they must go and prepare and come back when they are ready. I don't remember us specifying time.
Let's call it that.
Thank you very much, Professor, and the
Now is the new board trying to but also over and above this, it's something that I think if we need us, we need us to ask for to budget for the students to the independent for us. Slowly, for a stupid challenge to invite for the broadcasting of any fight, and to ensure at least two contacts to support the sports and also to promote the game. On governance, we also want to facilitate and establish especially in Northern Cape, because in Northern Cape there's very little happening, and we want to make sure that we establish structures within Northern Cape. At present, most of the boxers from Northern Cape, they tend to cross over to Cape whenever they want to carry activities. So we need to establish this one of the problems that we have to work in the area. In Mpumalanga, we do have structures, but there is a need for us to use the more structures to make sure that we strengthen the sporting district in that area. On compliance, to educate all the licensees, so talking about the regulations and ensure all roles here are familiar with them and able to comply. And I guess this is one of the things that the new board now is identifying, that some of our arguments with our employees is the interpretation or the understanding of the regulations that we see in the area. And lastly, on compliance, is to build internal capacity of the GSA to be able to organize this to unite the system of key facilities across the country. And to check the level of compliance of the regulations and enforcement of them when necessary, and of which we are planning to also have a meeting with SANGA so that we also discuss the issue of indoor boxing gyms, which most of them are not in good condition, and we want to see how we could have some with them and make sure that we do have some facilities for training. The last one on marketing is to develop and implement community strategies to popularize the Boxing South Africa program, and lastly, is to identify and promote premium boxing events and nationally include women boxing and place them under the Boxing program at TSA. One of the things that came out from the lab, our president, we then agreed with all promoters that they and also we said that we see when we negotiate with the KBC, that whenever they apply for their fight, they should make sure that one of the ones is actually including the women, so that we can actually make sure that our structure is actually, we report directly to the minister and the deputy minister whenever we have a question to the minister. And we have a board of 7 members, which are only a person. And we have a position of the CEO, we have a we also have a position of the CEO, which is the CEO, and the director of the position of marketing is vacant, and we also have a position of the CFO, which we appointed for the 21st year, in order to comply with the AG's recommendations. We have also appointed the HR manager last year also, and then we also have a position of the financial manager. There's a position also within operations where we are having three full reports to the operations manager and two different full reports to the CFO. One of the positions also which is also vacant is the accounting clerk, which is one of the positions that we have been trying to do. So our annual plan for 2020 is 50. Within governance, we have actually identified three areas, which is areas that need to be dealt with the board office and also the board and also the agreement about that, we have to be a little bit hands-on in order to make sure that the most of the systems are in place in the office. And also make sure that there is implementation of all board resolutions. Okay, the office, the CEO reports on management of the entity and implementation of the board resolution, and also the simple language and the team of community and them. And with mobilization events, one of the things that we need to look at, which is one of our plans, is to work with promoters so that whenever they go to mobilize the community, they can partner with us. And the second objective is on compliance for employees in the system, which the first one is on licensing, sanctioning, and tracing, and also licensing training and development, and also regulation, compliance, and enforcement. And on licensing, we want to increase the number of registered licenses by DSA, which we manage to do that because Limpopo was one of our projects which was no longer in use as well, and here it is with every system number, every and on license training, boxers and ring officials trained and developed on life skills. We have not yet kept data on that one, but we need to also make sure that we increase numbers of training and also on attitude, make sure that our boxers, the secondary boxers, the data to understand the importance of achieving those licenses properly, because it is important for their own benefit and also be able to manage themselves and their families in the state of that. And the last one is the licenses and boxing facilities to extend across the country to check the level of compliance. And that's an issue that we are working on and intending to partner with the government. Ensure licenses comply with regulations. And that one is one thing that we have to do throughout to make sure that we comply with the regulations. The last one is the sort of marketing and the sexual identity training and marketing and marketing and marketing coordination. The marketing would want to invite all this one with at least one broadcaster, but we have a plan to also go to ECB and also SuperSport. Develop marketing and training strategies and also ensure professionals for sports. On communication, we want to develop communication strategies to realize for the program. And also, I think it's probably one of the most important things is for us to ensure that we are the first people to give information to the public, more than everybody acting on wrong information given to the public. And lastly, the coordination is also to identify and promote the national coordination. And that's the of when we cover the strategy and also our annual plan. The third bullet on our team's present on is on the development between a strategic support from the services. In 2012, the department actually deployed a senior manager for a period of 3 months to conduct a traditional analysis on challenges and root cause within office. And the report on the situational analysis was presented and recommendations were actually sent over to the TV and the minister. It was also discussed with the Auditor General because our report from the Auditor General was not distinguished and we had to come up with strategies. And we are still really now waiting on improving that area. An implementation plan was formulated and was accepted by DSA management and the board. And some of the key recommendations have been implemented, whereas others we are actually still working on them. The department also assisted us to give us written, four of them, and the contract is up now for 3 years, and they will be assisting us on finance, as management of cooperative and information and communicating with technology. Our office. In September, just before the 14th of our meeting, we take there's not going to be any person there's not going to be any visiting. The board person is the CEO is addressing due to certain allegations of misconduct. The investigation was included by November in extra time to speed up the investigation. However, it could not take further due to the passing away of one of the board members, which resulted to the board not being able to correct. Just to give you a background on this one, we out of 7 board members, 3 board members resigned and we were left with 4. And the fourth one is the one that she was not feeling well. And she passed away the day before we had to approve that the investigation report. And as a result, we couldn't actually approve the investigation. We then made us to wait until when the minister appointed the new board. And the minister appointed the new board in May 2014. And the new board accepted the recommendation of the investigator. And this was charged with misconduct. And this case is going on as we are taking now. So that case is also going on. And second one, we then appointed is the Islam judge, the acting CEO. And unfortunately, again, we had to suspend with allegation of misconduct, and the investigation is taking place. BSA has refused to sanction in Parliament that do not comply with the regulations and other legislative restrictions. And that's why, yeah, when I was talking about the issue of compliance, I said I would explain later on this one. And unfortunately, when you come to a situation where people were not complying for a long time, you do experience some challenges because of people would then start to challenge you thinking there is a right to pursue without any compliance. We had 2 cases where, those 2 cases, the first one was Premier League, which is a project that we have created the board. It was one of those strategies that we thought it would help us to increase our revenue because of the fact that when we presented the project, we thought they indicated the topic and the fact that it would attract us to market booking because of the different format of booking will be going on the different television programs like ETV and short media actually taken up to another market. And the fact that also it was the project itself is covering what he wants to achieve. That works up to actually benefit out of it. So prize money of that particular event, the winner at the end of the tournament will get 1 million. And we thought it was good for a competition that actually to have that prize as an achievement. Unfortunately, with the project moving, there were issues of compliance also which were not followed. Even now, there are issues that are still not actually implemented or presented to us as according to our recommendations. So when we cancelled their tournament, they then paid 2 days after we cancelled the tournament. We cancelled the tournament because they didn't pay the first money to PSA. They took us to court on a Friday, and we had to go and defend ourselves. We won a first court case in Johannesburg. The same night, at 10 o'clock at night, I received a call from KCL, from PE, and I was told that the court, the High Court in PE, has changed the decision, and they are continuing the event. So they continued with the event, which was supposed to start at 6 o'clock, which is actually started after 10 o'clock at night. The second issue was the issue of ground bomber promotion. An entity took again Boxing Salamanca's court in Bisho High Court after BSA refused to sanction a tournament which was non-compliant. And again, it was an issue of funding, but also except for them, it was a very risky situation. They were taking Boxing into a stadium. And we all know what such area actually expects from athletes organization when it comes to events. at that time, we didn't really have the security plan, which actually didn't really get published by the time it was published. And DSA was advised by the lawyer that the court had ruled that the matter was not pending, and that was repeated by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But unfortunately, at the later stage, we were told that the same court and the same judge had allowed them to present the case again, and we lost the case. And they continued with the event, but even if we gave them the right to go on, but the judge said we cannot sanction the fight. This was correct. Those powers are only we then write a letter to our licensee to say we cannot continue the fight because we didn't sanction it. But they decided to continue the fight. The following day, again, because of our experience in court, and our experience of any tax, and the fact that we didn't want us to find ourselves in a situation where there's no security plan and the event is going on, we might be at risk. I then sent a message very early in the morning to the lawyer of the licensee, indicating the fact that without taking our rights back, my concern when I get the opportunity to the event, my concern is security issues. And please make sure that you're right. Make sure that there is enough. We were told that there were more police than expected. But again, in case of we don't expect police to be in the city, and we expect transportation to be the kind of security to be the same police to be called in when they have a but all to get in the city is to keep one of the events when it comes to our country. And those are challenges that we are facing. And I'll give some of the remedies that we are coming up with in order for us not to go to court and move on. After we have suspended Mr. Mika, we requested the minister to second, because we realized that within management in the office, we cannot actually put anyone at the moment to manage the office. Second is near manager from the department to assist us with administration and also management of the office. And that's when Mr. Mackey was deployed, first deployed was the second to DSA and the PA also. Another directory from the department, they were ready to comment with intervention in other areas like IT and HR. One of the things that we learned from the process of suspending the two officers, we realized that there were other systems that we don't have in place in DSA. And these are the systems that now, through the department, we are trying to put those systems in place. Once the hearing and the suspension come in. We have now appointed a ratings committee and a sanction committee. So we are now sort of like moving back into the system and implementing some of the things that we expected to comply with the Human Rights Act. And also committees are important and proper and in a functioning in DSA. We're in the process now of setting up a disciplinary committee and finalizing the disciplinary process. Whilst we were preparing disciplinary committees in this office, we then realized now that our disciplinary procedures, also because of the realization that we are taking to court every time, we started saying, let's look at our systems and start actually closing up any loopholes that are actually said to be coming within ourselves. And that's what we are reviewing our disciplinary procedures also. Coming to broadcasting of tournaments, any last this year, we had a meeting with FADC and we set up all processes of we actually had an agreement that we would be going back on television and presented to them the combination that came from the NAVA. And out of that, we then agreed, we had a workshop with all promoters to make sure that we are all on the same page. Unfortunately, while we were dealing with that, we the fact that we should avoid going to court, and if there is a way of discussing the issue and addressing it without going to the court, we should do that. And at the moment, currently, SR is in a case in that particular issue. When the process of engaging the court was, the time being was the SABC was dealing with the legal issue. But we are not struggling to get confirmation on the date for us to meet, because we were thinking that while there's no case issues within the passport, we should make some possibility of other hands starting using the passport and coming up with the information. So we will be following the particular issue of starting using our payment. To respect the 30th of August, we realized the challenges that we were actually faced with promoters. We thought that it's for us to call a meeting and workshop ourselves with the promoters about our challenges and try and understand their own challenges and come up with ways of moving forward together so that we shouldn't actually be fighting through the media or contributing in each other's cause. And unfortunately, in that particular meeting, where we had two cases, which was the same case, the same case promoters decided not to attend this meeting. And all other provinces attended. And three items were discussed with the promoters on that particular day. We discussed the issue of compliance with the voting regulations. We also discussed reminding them the fact that when we license them to do certain activities and pay the regulations. And also the fact that one of the things that we've been making was the formation of provincial association and the national association as per the act. And three presentations were actually made on those particular areas. We have now presented to them a draft in Italian national promoters association constitution, of which they would then have to go back to their provinces and have an interim constitution and form an interim package for the Italian. By December this year, we should actually elect an interim national interim committee of promoters. And by June next year, we should have the first AGM of the new structure. So we have gone through that the issue of the association. And the other issue that we presented to them was the issue of compliance. And also the issue of hosting the tournament, and actually presented to them part of the expectations from first year, so that they actually start understanding also the seriousness of the duty and whatever they are doing in the event, and the fact that we need to have that plan. And we also actually agree with them that they should try and apply it 3 months before the event, because one of the things that we should have to do. While the act says they have to submit all the things 30 days prior to the event, most of them would come on the 30th day or even 15 days before the event and they want to apply. But by then they only have one case of application without all supporting reasons. So out of this, they apply 3 months in advance. 45 days before the event, if you realize that there will be some challenge, please write a letter to DSA and request for assistance and actually give us recommendations and then we will respond. If we realize that whatever you are sending in is trusted, we would actually give you free. But if you are not giving us targets on saying by when I will just pay the money, we won't be able to do that. And one of our biggest challenges is actually to come on this is the fact that the past money should be with DSA because of we have to pay over to the voucher. And in most cases, the promoters fail to give us the past money. We cannot pay the voucher. So most of the time we find that even after the file, vouchers are not paid. And we cannot take money from our own administrative funds and actually pay the voucher. And that's the biggest challenge that we are getting. And in some cases, people will say, I have an agreement with the sponsor or I have a government guarantee. But government guarantee, if it's not paid by the time of the fund, it doesn't assist us to pay the voucher. And in one case, in Limpopo, the voucher was starting to then send lawyers to us. And they have the right to think also that on licensing, DSA presented a document which means that we start using the statement when you license them for the next financial year. Of which in that document, they would then have to sign a commission that
Thank you.
for these primary the entity. The reason I'm asking is because according to the guidelines from Parliament, so for the first part, we need to be having well revelation. One from a given entity college on efficiency, and another one who focuses on effectiveness. And that part of the report comes from nobody else but the political head of the given government department. So that's why it's very much better. I may be directing the question indirectly to them, but that's why they, you know, I think the best thing to feel obliged to kind of assist. And I'm asking this question particularly to make sure that such an occurrence does not repeat itself, because it puts us in an awkward position. The second one is about the mission itself. The mission refers to professional boxing. Am I interpreting this correctly, that you are not concerned about amateur boxers? Because the mission is only about professional boxers. It conveys that sense. If I am incorrect, let us know. Because those, that is what I would call your feeder class, you know, your professional, your amateur. And so we would want to know if indeed you are only positioned to deal with professionals. Your budget structure, it looks like it does not provide for goal one, that is development. There is very little, if any, significant reference to the actual development of the boxer. And if there is no budget for actually developing, you know, boxers, maybe you're going to be able to achieve your other goal of having putting boxing in the pound fit, so to speak, in the eyes of the people of South Africa. So where I have got a question mark as to why you do not seem to have, you know, a budget for actually developing boxing. Your structure is there too. I don't see any position for someone particularly responsible for developing boxers. This is an ancillary to the last question. I would like to get your comment. I see all these fancy positions, CEO, CFO, IT, blah, blah, blah. And as far as I'm concerned, all those people, excluding the CEO, play no other role, even auditors for that matter, other than supporting the real cause of why you exist in the first place. What steps are you having? Why is it that there is no one who is peculiarly, you know, designated to give up boxers? All the others, as far as I'm concerned, are fancy positions. Second class is the actual plan. Things to be done. I do not see that. I see a lot of elaborate comments. I would expect a program, maybe this was presented earlier. I'm an alternate member here, so I sometimes miss some of the meetings, but I just looked at the agenda. It says, you know, plan. You know, I was looking forward to getting a document that would say, first of the month, this is what we'll do. First of the month, this is what we'll do. I've looked through. You know, I cut my brakes off to have one more look. You know, I do not see that document. This which says, first of the month, this is what we're going to do, and so on and so on. And this is where now this gap about the political leader becomes apparent, because no matter how small the grant that you're getting in relation to what you want to achieve, we want to get a report from the political head that says, with the level that we're able to afford, you know, of South Africa, this is the impact, you know, that is expected, so that in future then we can revert back to that. I hope I've made myself clear. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed for your presentation. And I also realized the importance of the problems of the industry party, you know, the new board and the leadership issues in the city. But I think it's true that I would like to know that the marketing, that the special marketing in the role of the particularly in the of the school, because
everyone,
from watching the sports of boxing. I also see that you're going to make legislative amendments, and I know that the one that I did see was to include all other codes like martial arts, boxing. Is there anything else that we're missing? Is there any other legislation that you're going to be looking at for that? Second, I would believe that this committee, I would believe that this committee should look at the Auditor General's report. And I'll tell you why it should look at the Auditor General's report. Because we've seconded someone from boxing, from SRSA for 3 months. We don't know what the findings were on that. We don't know what the findings were from the Auditor General. But more importantly to that, there was Mzwava exactly a year ago. And we need to know what came out of that Mzwava, because exactly a year later there was another Mzwava. And so the promoters conference, we should all be one and the same. So we need to understand what was it that was discussed, what are we looking at, how are we going to fix it, what was it, a talk shop, or what are these key points that came up that we're going to address. But I know it's compliance, and I think before we can do anything else, yes, compliance is important. But for us as a committee, the auditor's general report and the notes from the conference with Boxing Endava in September 2013. These are two things that we should have in our position, and we could read what was said and what was noted.
Thanks, Jack. For me, there appears to be an unhealthy overdependence on the public sponsorship creation, more so on the allocation of resources. I'm elaborating this because it seems to me that apart from the grant allocation that boxing and athletes have get from the department, according to me, it has little if no means of generating income for the sport. Because of that, it continues to go back every year and never has enough. Now, and this has been illustrated in the medium-term experience where 10.1 million has been allocated towards working for us, and 2.4 million allocated towards the compensation of people. And you juxtapose this with the organizational structure. And I also need to tell you that because in the strategic plan document 2014 to 2019, that organizational structure is different to the one in the presentation. But be that as it may, it still looks top-heavy, which indicates that the likelihood of spending more on salary or compensation of employees will increase. And for an organization that has no means of generating its own revenue, that trend will continue, and will continue to fund whatever prospects the organization has of funding its core mandate, which is to look after the sport. And secondly, my question would be on the issue of the suspension. I mean, it's one thing to have CEOs of that have an active thing, and we all respect that there has to be due process. But surely a year later, with no finalized, with the case not being finalized, it raises concern about either the processes that have to be followed or the speed with which the organization has approached them. And in saying that, I'm not advocating for a rush completion case. There's got to be balance. It also doesn't help the organization well when the two most senior officials who are occupying the same position are both probably with pay or not. And again, you'll continue to spend heavily on the conflict of the employees. So for me, I also get no sense that boxing is as good intentions as they are, and I've got empathy for the current board because you've got a mission to revive the board. Also, the strategy conflicts about how to generate revenue on the whole and how to make the most out of the income. Because it wouldn't serve you well to come to say what you have isn't well when you're actually doing that on the conversation. I don't think the commission is different than you share your frustration with us. So we need to have more insight in your part about how you intend to address it. And maybe elaboration on the status of those frustrations. Are they suspensions or not? And what is the actual? Because new conduct are supposed to be stipulated in terms of employment. Either become pay or be that they be made. But there's got to be a clear definition that people either conserve in the sense of their employment, their conduct, their employment. You can't have a situation where you, a year later, the payment issues are going to be the same folks.
I thought I would ask about the Boston Growth Development Plan. But Chairperson, as I was listening at the presentation, I had to come to a conclusion that no way you can begin thinking of the growth development when both in South Africa look like the most troubled entity of all the entities that we are having. I am even wondering as to why are we the leading why is Boston South Africa leading in Africa as it is then? What made one to lead, or maybe the whole Africa is in trouble when it comes to Boston growth? I don't understand when they say we're supposed to be proud and happy that we are leading, but when you look at the way boxing is developed in this country, different. On your strategic objective, you mentioned that you want to increase the number of the world title holders by South African. I don't know how far have you gone with that one, and also to check as if you would be able to have those title holders. Do you like have a plan of making sure that those title holders will keep those titles? I'm reminded of the issue of Indiana. Now Salani is a title holder, but they've got a problem now of defending the title. So what is the point of making sure that they hold titles if they can't keep the title? Lastly, Chairperson, the boxing South Africa is in trouble, according to my observation. Because when you are appointed as the CEO, you are going. The next one is appointed going. And there's a lot of noise, conversation in and out of court. And if you listen, you try to follow boxing, you hear even the noise about the chairperson of the board, something not happy, this and that. So that to me is telling that we are far from starting to develop boxing, because it's all about resolving a problem. I would have loved also to hear about the financial management of Boxing South Africa, as to how are you booked, what is the HEAP looking at all that is happening. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Chair. Let us welcome the presentation by Chief Lady. And also say, I think it was better to give us a bit of history, maybe the country, I guess. Because now, the new body is only 1 year old, let us check. And there was no boxing before the. When I'm saying there was no boxing, I mean see anything. Nothing was happening. And even since they've taken over till now, the crisis has not stopped. You see? It's still happening. So, apart from that, the board itself, you can't say it's a functioning board. If out of 7, only 3 left. So the board is not there anymore. Because there were 7, if I had it correctly, there were 7. One suspended, 3 left. So the board is going to be okay. So it's still is new. Okay. So but I also want to ask, how do you plan? What are your plans around generating the talent sponsor? Municipalities, how are they helping you? Because we don't see boxing clubs in rural areas. I never seen anyone in the rural areas of Limpopo. I've run around other provinces. I can hear the Eastern Cape is a city in boxing. Deep in rural, I don't see. Because I'm all over. and so we want to know how does the municipality, how is the municipality helping in that regard? Because we know there is big money there that for infrastructure, but we don't see. I don't want to talk about this. I don't know. But in Boko, for example, Kukui, I never seen that. Not at all. So, in Venda, there is this boxing that still needs to be converted to the real boxing that we are used to. So I cannot tell the boxing. I know they are busy. Everyone is ongoing. They are busy forever. You see, but it's not the one that can be included in this. Okay. After meeting the promoter, and he find that Eastern Cape was a part of it, and what have you done? That's for to make sure that at the end, the boxing does not get into the United States. Because it can't go with a point and leaving the other one behind. What are their concerns, and what have you done to make sure that they are on board? So that you can pass through that challenge. Corruption. The issue of corruption is killing within South Africa. And even now, it's cases. What have you done? What are you doing? That's a remedy so that it doesn't happen again in the future, except these cases that are on. What are you doing to make sure that it is not happening in the future? Because if you don't come up with a remedy, it is still going to come back again. And most of you, next time you're not going to see some of you'll be offended or dying. So you must find a way of stopping it before it happens. Yeah, and really, we really want to see boxing happening on the TV. It is not there. We are like we saw it before, but our kids don't know what is boxing. They read about it on history books. They don't know. They don't see. It is not there. We saw Abu Belgi. They don't see anyone. Our kids. They don't see anyone. So we must know what is happening between SABC and Fox News South Africa.
Inter is not over the SAP, because in OPSL, they are waiting with Super Sports and all that. In fact, what is happening in the SABC? You cannot have a public broadcaster that is not prioritizing the public sports in the country. You can't have that. You cannot allow that. So they must tell us what kind of public protests are they if they are not saving the public. Thank you.
I would also agree that the CSA, if we did not have the department, we would not be at the moment my business to have critical by the department. So I want to make a suggestion that you might have to focus on employees.
And I'm thinking that's why the NRL should be done on asking. and then also could you talk about the alleged monopoly of some big promoters who want maximum exposure for their own fight only, seemingly even with the your compliance. We are aware what is not yet officially presented, that we are in there and we need you to tell us what are the strategies that we are having to turn around the situation and from over the general. But we'll wait when over the general come and explain, and maybe we need a certain advice from you if we cannot tell now. What is it that makes you to be in red? What are your strategies? Are you trying to improve on what you are having on your hands? Because I've heard that Mr. Bachman is alluded on that, that your books are not right. So I'm suspecting that you won't have follow-up questions. Your presentation it was the mouthful, and we have so many questions that we are taking the time for the next presentation. But it was very important that we must exhaust our questions. Thank you so much. We can support.
Thank you, Chairperson, and
honorable
members. Thank you for your last question on the AD's report, because he has now started question process, and I guess we could assist us to respond on some of the issues of we're giving the opportunity to report some of the conferences by the AD's report.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Just to begin with the report on AD's finding. And also to raise the committee on my involvement with the report. I have that consistent involvement with this issue. Firstly, to look at what are the as far as AD is concerned, there are areas that are problematic. HR, IT, because of issues with finance. All these issues, security issues, arise out of lack of capacity of taking on staff within the industry. As far as the intervention, are aimed at capacitating internal staff by training, mentoring, and to some extent deploying SRM personnel to ensure that grassroots employees are safe, and supposedly people who are employed, employees would be able to run with this sort of sensitive. So it is not going to be an easy thing that can be done.
Thank you. how can we employ people who cannot have the capacity and keep going to market for how long? Because it really is that it's a big reflection to the department and to your good friends. Why are you allowing, who's supposed not to allow that to take people who doesn't have the capacity? Because now it doesn't assist easy for South Africa. We are afraid because of exactly that 10 years down the line, the books are read. And how are you going to make it that they must not, if the employment is not according to the people who have got capacity? Really, I don't know what must I say.
It's worrying. Because as when we were doing the budget, we were told that of the 10 million, or let me say, of the 100% of the budget that is given by the department to DSA, more than 70% or 60, whatever, is used for staff payment. Now, if we are going to be told of the lack of staff, why are we going, paying this much to the people that are making? Are they getting the value for the money that is paid? Because at least it goes to development more than what is going to the staff. And to be told that it's like, to be told that the staff is short when a lot of money is going to it's like maybe you are employing the wrong people. You keep on paying people who are not doing the work, but then you are keeping them. You have employed them. That's why I'm saying it's worrying. Something has to be done about it.
Okay. I think maybe the title or the wage deployment was not necessarily used. Because you can see now, it is deployment, not employment. So, and deployment doesn't consider quality and qualification to do the right. That is deployment. And employment, you will employ somebody who will be able to come and do the right. So it is clear. You want to start up improving things. And at the same time, you don't employ people who can do it. It's not a Latin letter. So that's why it takes me back. That deployment was not a mistake. It is really a deployment, not employment. Thanks,
I want that to
my first point is a procedural one. You should keep the first line of questions, and now the
happening involving South Asia. So let's make the question response to the first question, and then we can make all our questions go in dialogue with it.
Okay. Department. No. Your response, if you want to respond to this matter, just give the leader of the situation to respond to other issues.
On a point of procedure, just in terms of when a colleague is presenting and someone's laughing at them, can we get clarity on why a person is laughing? Is it a language thing? Is it something that he says? I think we should protect our colleagues in this part of the meeting.
No, I've commented that when we are discussing serious issues like this, I've seen one lady, she has been laughing and laughing while she was dealing with these very conditional issues. I didn't want to mention the name or to caution her. I said, I don't know what is laughable about serious issues. And so, all taken, honorable members and the guests, we were discussing some other issues that are making us not to progress and transform the response. We need not to laugh, even if it's something that is amusing. I don't know what it is. I was wondering, really, what is amusing.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. I would request that I just clarify one issue. The issue of deployment, there's no one who is deployed into the team. I think there was a miscalculation in the team that had been in the deployment situation. So it's not about deployment, it's not about deployment. Secondly, on the issue of sale of staff in your office, we have worked on the performance analysis. So one of the things that we'll be following up now is the issue of sales police, and then on the other put at the program and so we will be looking at that. Coming back to the question, the first question was the issue of the situation of board members and the reason why. The first board member who resigned from the chief board was, he gave a reason that he gave other judgments and that's the reason why he resigned. The second one, that's the level of command, and the second one was the server who got a job at SAGC, so he couldn't do a fresh of the defense, so he has to resign because of him was returning to the city. And the third person who resigned was the chairperson, Kumande Barbo, and also who resigned and even sent to the minister. So those are the three board members who resigned from the board. The board now, we have a full complaint. The new board now, we have a full board of 7 members, and that board was created by me, and we started functioning from June. So that one is really very much the issue of combat team, we discussed this issue at the Ingaba, the department is waiting on that, and possibly. I think the question that you were asking in another direction is if we have a strategy to give you an idea for us to show them the next issue to the company. The company is the department is bringing it. Yes, it's bringing it. But we had our input on the issue. I'm not sure how far they with other combat force. So that's what I'm saying. We need to be right to the company. The second issue was the issue of transformation on the Africa and rural areas. I would request that possibly, at least possibly, will help us to deal with a lot of other issues that are coming in on the transport. The ex expects us to work closely with Sanami, but boxing, this international board doesn't allow us, a boxing, professional boxing, to interfere with amateur sports, because we are two different entities. And as a result, when we went, we went to the Indaba, Samago didn't participate because their international board was threatening to take away their membership if they are working professional sports. So those are not our South African challenges, it's international challenges. That unfortunately they are affecting our operations. But at the Indaba, we did discuss the issue of how best can we work with Sanabo, and also how best can we work with school sports. Whilst we are expected to be developed, we are running professional sports, and Sanabo is running amateur, and Sanabo has issues to look at the development of boxing and amateur boxing, and they have to actually focus on schools. And then work with us on our strategy to change from development to professional, how do we have to learn, and how do we have to transition from amateur to professional. So it would be good possibly sometimes for us to have a joint session with both ourselves and Sanabo, so that we look at how we can make sure that no content are actually covered by those structures. So I think this would actually answer a lot of other questions that came after on the documentation and school sports. We are actually working closely with them, actually even last they were having a meeting with them and Kenyan coaches that could not be particularly involved. So we do have a relationship now that we have a new structure. We are working very closely with them. So obviously after this meeting we will communicate with them also to actually discuss with them that they will come to the development of something. So can I want to say something?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think if I just want to take a step back, remember about the inception of Boxing South Africa. In the past, before Boxing South Africa Act happened, there was South African National Boxing Control Commission with offices in different provinces. And in those different provinces, the provinces could go out into the rural areas and do boxing and have what we call medal tournaments around the rural areas in the rural areas. With the advent of the Act of Boxing South Africa, Boxing South Africa Act was supposed to be of two parts. Where to one process, the national activities, and the second part of the deal was to address the provincial deal. We don't know what happened between the ministry, the minister and the MEC of sports during the new year. The part that was supposed to address the provincial activity was not suffered in Parliament in the Act was being. So the South Africa Act was only left with the one only dealing with national activity. Now, the problem that Boxing South Africa started off with was there was no presence in the provinces in terms of the activities that were supposed to be there in those provinces. So, in trying to reach out to the provinces, Boxing South Africa tried some other maneuvers to make sure that activities happen in the provinces and in some of the rural areas without the support of any mandate from the Act or anything. Now, the Act itself, as if the members could look at it, it had certain mandate and demand which were not supported by nations by the Act. So Boxing South Africa was left on its own to cater for itself with whatever little it had. I still remember at the time when in 2001 when Boxing South Africa was let loose to the public, it has probably in its bank almost like maybe 100,000 for all the mandates that was supposed to be in the Act. And on many occasions and several occasions in this meeting of portfolio committees and things of different things. The issue of the lack of support in terms of the finances to cater for the mandate that the Act was demanding of Officer Russia was highlighted and dealt with. It was only when the Minister Mbalula came into being the minister that he had the review of what is lacking in terms of why Bobby Sadaka is always in trouble. That's why the question arises as to it looks like there's a lot of dependency on the SSA as to why the situation is as it is as of now. In one of the SCOPA meetings about 3 years ago, SCOPA instructed Auditor General and Treasury to look at the Act and how the Act is impacting on Bobby Sadaka in terms of its resources and everything. And that never took place. It never happened. It was chaired by the Chamber Body. An instruction was given, but this instruction never took place. Now, that's why the question that was asked in several times in this of the House in several years was, how was Bobby Sadaka functioning when you look at the budget it has and what it's supposed to do and what it's doing? And the answer came out that the reason why Bobby Sadaka was going on was because members of the board and members of were taking out from their pocket to make sure that certain things happen within Bobby Sadaka. And that's an unfortunate situation that I would ask the members to look at and go back and find out, even go back to the report that has been happening within Bobby Sadaka. Now, that explains the dependency. Because by realizing the problem that Bobby Sadaka has, there is no way in which at any one stage Bobby Sadaka will not be on the wrong side of the issue. Because of when you look at the Act, you look over what Bobby Sadaka is doing and it was not done, it's already, in the way. It's only on certain situations in the end where you find Bobby Sadaka has an audience that's slightly acceptable, not completely acceptable, because we can never look at the situation. So that's one of the issues. One of the issues that the Bobby Sadaka is talking about is that we are a regulatory body. Being a regulatory body, we cannot be hands-on in terms of things like marketing or something. The way professional boxing, okay, which is different from amateur, is that professional boxing, the activities are seeded by the Act through our licensees, who are the promoters, who must put up the Act, the event. So the event can never be put up by Boxing Sadaka. You wait for the promoters at their own time to put up an event, and when the event is put up, then Boxing Sadaka must be able to administer and make sure that it is compliant to the Act and other activities to make sure that things go smooth. That's the function of Boxing Sadaka in relation to boxing in general. Now, the problem that we're facing is the situation that when we have South African Broadcast Corporation, which is a public broadcaster. We had a situation where the broadcaster, at one time before Boxing South Africa happened, when it was still South African National Boxing Control, the board of Boxing Control was sending people within SABC for the allocation of dates so that every part of the country was catered for in terms of viewership and promotion of boxing in those provinces. Some Boxing South Africa with certain rules that the issue of promoters, the promoters now is directly with SABC without the involvement of Boxing South Africa, because Boxing South Africa was only supposed to be only to administer what's already taking place. It created
a situation where certain shenanigans happen within the national broadcaster, where one promoter had 80% of the gate. So 80% of the gate to the exclusion of all other promoters who were only supposed to share 20% of the gate. Now, when the new board of Boxing South Africa, the board before this one took over, one of the strategies was to try and regain control of the allocation of those things. That's where the program started. The promoter then took the Minister of Sport, took Boxing South Africa, took the SRSA and SABC to court, so that that agreement of making sure that the equitable allocation of this to all our promoters takes place. And that's the thing we that we're having at this point in time. So the reason why you are not seeing boxing since 2010 is that this on the basis. And professional boxing can never, anywhere in the world, can never function without television. Because with television comes sponsorship, comes endorsement, comes everything. You never see your baby jigs, your we have champions who are only better known internationally outside our country than in South Africa. So here's the thing. I just wanted to give you a brief background of the reason why we can have on the issues of the figures of Boxing South Africa. As the chairperson earlier said, that our major problem is the act. That's number one. That is able the functioning of professional boxing in South Africa. And secondly, is the same thing that seems to be happening. That we, because we are just a small player in the legal program of SABC. So MNET Supersport is a private entity. They have the right not to want to see us, but we've tried on several occasions to meet them, because the reason why our boxers are becoming champions, for a champion to maintain championship, he must have money. He must be able to defend his title. And in defending his title, he must be seen on television, so that he can have the revenue, he can have the endorsement, and sponsors can come. With the issue of Mzonge Fund, which was brought to Parliament, that is, proposed to committee, where it was discussed, was on the basis that the boxers cannot be promoted in South Africa because there's no television that's supporting. And the unfortunate thing is the television that was working, Supersport, in Duncan Farmer, was not supported by Supersport. So, the same thing with Nkalan, the same thing with other boxers. They go out of the country and they lose their titles because they can never defend them in the country. But our country cannot support it. And unfortunately, that's the situation. I'm sorry if I took time to share that, but I felt that it's important that I should be able to explain some of these problems.
I'm thinking that our money that was spending is this was one of the I don't think that accepting as a South African that somebody who can even take anyone to court in order that he might have to all boxers and maybe and any other intake.
Thank you, Dr. Lala, and thank you, Dr. Lala. I think Dr. Lala responded to a lot of questions, so I will just pick up issues that you actually didn't cover, because you didn't respond to it, and covered a lot of issues. The other issue was the issue of extended case, not attending the meeting, and what was the reason given, and what action are we taking? members of government. I requested them to get into two representatives to represent them. They then said, no, they cannot do that. But then on the other hand, they requested a meeting with the board. We gave them a date for the meeting. Unfortunately, we gave them an hour because we cannot actually call the whole board for one issue in the agenda. So we wanted them to be part of our responsibility and actually discuss their point on the agenda. We gave them a slot. They said the time was not enough. They don't, 1 hour was not enough. But they didn't come back to us before time. It was only when I was saying to them why we are not coming to the meeting, that's when they said the hour was not enough. So we asked them to have a meeting with them. I think the next correct, correct is on the 11th of October. So we will be meeting with them because it's something that we need to resolve. The issue of the plan, whether we do have a plan for development and I think the ACP report would actually have those kind of that we needed to. But they already said in the ACP, and that's the reason why I just brought me a copy now, because I was not sure whether the one they were moving over from the previous committee, from the previous committee to the new committee. And we have put that for this. So the issue of time frame is actually also indicated on the issue. Issue of registering boxers by certain promoters, that's one of our biggest challenges. That's the reason why we're fighting against the promoters. But also, I think there's a need for us, and we've identified this, that there's a need for us to start educating the boxers, for them to realize that they are actually the employers. Promoters are not their employers. Boxers are actually the employers of all managers and also including promoters. Because sometimes boxers, even when we are fighting for them as DSA, they fight us there because they don't understand what is it that we are trying to achieve. Even now, when we were fighting for the health money to be paid well in advance, the same promoters were lobbying the same boxers to find people, and different boxers were actually doing them. But I think understanding where most of our boxers are coming from, most of them are coming from very disadvantaged communities. Some of them actually didn't go to school to a level where they can actually act as real employers. And that's the reason why we have this program which we are running with Health Seeker. And I think what we need to then do, and again I think we need us to also come up with a very good strategy to make sure that that last program goes to a level where they would be able to understand what is it that we are trying to do. All we are doing in both people are to fight for ourselves. And this is a challenge that sometimes we are told, actually one of our biggest challenges sometimes is the reason why we don't pay money in time. Boxers will go and loan money when they don't have fight. Then the maturities will take their big details. After the fight, the boxer would want not to use money to go to the real account and then we open a new account. And by the time when we have to pay, we don't even know which account to pay. Because of they are also running away from the maturities to take their money out of their account. So I think the problem is bigger than you know, we think. But we need to actually come up with ways of assisting them. And it can happen. I mean, we have seen that in football, where in football, in the olden days, we have the same problem. But today, football players, they're improved in managing their money. And it is because, again, of the life skills programs that we're running through. So that's what I'm saying. It's not like it's something that is not possible. It is possible to do it. The issue of SRSA assisting in most of the cases, not why, not SATCOM. We report directly to the minister, and whenever we have challenges, we go straight to the minister. And we request assistance from either through the DG or directly to the minister when we report directly to the minister. The issue of SATCOM is a very tricky one. attack my actual family. So the tricky part of this is the fact that we cannot be controlled by two factors in the country, otherwise it will create a problem. We are an associate member of SACCO to keep the relationship with SACCO, to make sure that whatever is happening in Portland, South Africa, we are part of those activities, and to add value to their activities, but also on the other hand, strategically on things that we need to involve them. But most of the time, our direct line is actually and by the Eco Parliament. Our direct line is through the Department of Sport. I'm trying to run around the questions that were covered and the ones that were not covered. The issue of us wanting to be number one in Africa, being number one in Africa. We are number one in Africa, and actually, I think that's the unfortunate thing with boxing. What we are hearing outside is more about all these problems. And what we are not aware of is the number of champions we have in this country. What we are not hearing is the level of officiating of our own officials in this country, because some of them are even officiating internationally. What we are not hearing is the assistance that we are giving to Namibia, Botswana, our neighboring countries. We are assisting those countries. So once Dr. Nathaniel initiated, what are our real challenges? To balance the act and our funding. But I think in other areas, we are actually being quite well. And as a result, a lot of African countries, they actually rely on us on information and whatever. And we put a lot of systems in place. And the other those things are not waiting for us when it comes to reporting and complaints in other areas. So why we are saying we can be actually part of the global village, we can do that because we think that we are working well with all international bodies, and they actually recognize us quite well. And we do even have one of the international offices right here in this house. So that on its own just tells you that you can actually compete at the particular level, but it doesn't give you those challenges. So Kanatane, could you assist me to respond on the issue of where countries borders by South Africa and how can we keep those challenges?
South Africa has an agreement with the well body as mandated by the Act. Now, we have five major body professional bodies: World Boxing Council, World Boxing Association, WBC, WBA, IDF, International Boxing Federation, and then we have the WBO, World Boxing Organization, and then we have other smaller ones that are so in South Africa, we used to have major ones like Nani Favela, Shumula Boy Malinga, and some the World Boxing Council. But WBA, we have in the Eastern Cape, we used to have a woman called Noni Henge for the WBA, and also an IBF in the country. Now, the unfortunate thing with people like that is that they lost their title because of laziness. So they could not, they were sitting at home, they could not. So there are certain rules that they have to. So the question is, how do we make sure that we develop them to the championship level and at the same time to be able to defend? Now, any other championship in the world, they always have the home advantage in terms of tradition and other things. And our champions, most of the time, they'll go out of the country because they cannot get support from South Africa. So they go out, and sometimes in very unsavory manner, they lose their title. And they can't get home without having defended their title. And when we review the tapes, we review that we find that our champions actually were supposed to be there. But because it's in a different country and the individuals who might donate their money, but with exposure on television, they'll be able to be involved in sponsorship, endorsement of programs and other things which according to our live stream program we're teaching and talking. But it's of no faith if they have because sponsorship nowadays is the one television or whether you can go on internet and other things like that. So in resolving some of these programs we'll be able to maintain our champions, but they will not stop trying to develop them.
I'm very sorry to now we have to undermine our now what's through the this second and this thing the time now is one of us where if we can summarize whatever we are thinking that is taking care and suspecting that we are happy and we do our own follow up on what we do and reporting to us. The other thing is very important, but I don't know how I would be able to manage with this limited time after we have left out.
Thank you very much, Jefferson. I think just in finalizing, I think we have picked up issues that are of concern. And one of the things that we will do is to try and send the information that we think possibly in understanding the situation that we are all facing. Send in also the information from the Burkini Lama, because that would be the difference that we would need as our planning moving forward. But also, we are planning to have our turnaround strategy with the board, and I think the PM that is ready, we would actually request to be given time to come and discuss and discuss. What we will request from the committee to assist us is to ask two issues. One is the issue of our budget, the allocation of our budget. We had an exercise where we came up to a figure of 2 million for us to be there to run those things as expected by the 10 million. We can see what was actually the solution to us. And second issue is the issue of possibly the poverty. And lastly, if there is any way to assist us in the
just quick. I think one of the main challenges is between the boys and the promoter. And I'm frustrated. I don't know how the promoter group is looking at. But I'm just thinking it will be a group of white people and a group of black odd members. But when I'm going through this, because transformation is not always on the side of the white people or something. You always have to make sure that the board itself is a representation of the democracy. So the board itself, I've seen it is transformed in terms of male female as in this context. That's what I've observed. And you will find on the other side, they are all white. And they will feel not represented if that's the case. They will feel not represented in the board of DSA, and at the end of the day,
tend to work in the opposite. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Zeman.
On the 10th of September,
not sure that with regard the NIC fund, which is the municipal infrastructure fund, that what the Greens of Africa has been pursuing for the past 3 years. I think the chairperson did allude to infrastructure and some of the members that is actually happening or that's happening from the municipalities. And it is not the disrespect chairperson of this committee that the DG had to send me on his behalf, but it is the value of the discussion of taking forward this MIG funding that now the Minister of Finance has directed the Director General of National Treasury to take those discussions forward with the DG, with the DG of COCTA and the other affected departments. It is for that reason, Chairperson, that the Director General is not here. I am Chief Director responsible for Active Nations, and in my responsibilities, Chairperson, I am responsible also for the performance information equally to the chief director that is responsible for strategic and planning. We would actually make a determination under normal circumstances. I believe that Chairperson, with this presentation and with the internal auditor that is here with me, we will be able to clarify any points of concern made before the questions that will come from this. So,
at the moment, our DG has apologized for accepting the apology for this link. It's our aim that we always think that we need to be sure it happens. The committee accepts the apology of the DG as long as that he has sent somebody to send in for himself. But it's not always nice not to have our own DG, but to do to what we are saying, apology accepted. You don't have enough time. We try to listen carefully in order that before we leave as human at some classification. Thank you so much,
thank you very much, the members. I will go through firstly the performance information. As per the requirement, Chair, every quarter, in the 4 quarters that we have to present to you. After we have presented to National Treasury and the Auditor General our performance information, this performance information is from the month of April 2014 to the end of June 2014. In terms of the targets and the timeline that are set up in the objectives of what is the creation for Australia, this is how we have fared in this first quarter. As I have said, the focus of this is for the period 1st of April to end of June 2014. In terms of the targets, we go to those targets according to the different programs of Sport and Recreation South Africa. I will begin with the program of administration. In terms of the administration targets, we have set up a target which we have been able to meet, which is training and capacity building within administration. In administration, we have the finance department, the supply chain management office, and in those areas, we would be able to say that the target that has been set for target, I mean for quarter one, has been achieved because they have been annual financial statements that have been submitted as per the requirement of PFMA to National Treasury and to the Auditor General. The second aspect is that within the corporate services, we have existing a service level agreement with a CISA, which is the State Information Technology Authority, and we have had our compliance clients within that done, and we've made those submissions. With regards to the office accommodation, we've met the target, which relates to us within 30 days have a turnaround timeline of payment of rental and rates and taxes, we have been able to do that within those parameters. Within human resource, 22 employees of sport and recreation have been developed through training, through development, through learnership programs, and we have been able to also put together our workplace plan, which we have submitted to two sector education and training authorities that we report to, which is the public sector, sector education and training authority, and to the CAT sector, which is our sector where we within sport we fall under, which is culture, arts, tourism, hospitality, and sport sector education and training authority. We have learnerships that are ongoing of employees, 14 officials within Sports and Recreation South Africa that were started in April, and those are in place. So we have met the target that was set for program one. With regard to the strategic section of our program one, the Minister of Sports and Recreation hosted the retreat with the new MECs that have been appointed, in order for all the MECs with the minister to have the same understanding and objective of the National Sport and Recreation Plan as they come in, to make sure that we are all aligned. And this took place in July. And we've also included in that retreat the entities that Sport and Recreation South Africa is responsible for, so that even anything within the provinces have the same understanding that you have in terms of boxing South Africa, in terms of South African anti-doping institutions that we're responsible for. We've also submitted our implementation report with regards to the National Sport and Recreation Plan. As you are aware, Chairperson and members, in 2011, in Indaba of the sport and recreation sector, a national sport and recreation plan was adopted, which was approved by cabinet. We have since implemented on that plan, and we are on 41% of that implementation of the plan. Some of the programs we completed, some of the programs are ongoing, but we have met those targets and those objectives. With regard to our participation in UNESCO programs, especially in terms of physical education globally and our role as Sport and Recreation South Africa, we have attended that, and we attended that in March. And our participation as the member is that as our partnership with Department of Basic Education and Sport and Recreation implementing sports in schools in South Africa, we have been participating constantly in UNESCO program in terms of updating our program with regards to physical education in South Africa. We have met the target of program two, which is the second program, Active Nation. Active Nation is a school sport, community sport, a grant, a framework, and also active recreation. Within the targets that were set for quarter one, those targets have all been met in the program that we have implemented. We have implemented campaigns within the active recreation program. We have had participation of communities in different programs that were promoting campaigns of recreation and active recreation. We have had within the sport development conditional grant quarterly reporting met the objective of the Division of Revenue Act, which required of us to transfer funds to provinces on compliance and the requirements of those provinces. We have met those objectives. We go to the next program, the National School Sports Program, which is within the Active Nation. We have had several programs, including the development of different sporting codes. We have had sport-focused schools. Sport-focused schools, Chair, are meant to be development grounds of young talent that is identified through the National School Championship that we host. In 2014, we'll be hosting this for the third time, but learners that are identified through the National Championship are taken from a different part of the country to sport-focused schools. These schools are meant to be academies and hubs of developing young talent
we've met those objectives. The only province to date that has not yet identified and confirmed if Port Coker Schools is Northern Cape. However, we are working with Northern Cape in identifying this Port Coker Schools. We are hopeful that in the second quarter, we'll be talking about inclusion of Port Coker Schools within Northern Cape. Going to Program 3, the Winning Nation, we had four targets that were meant to have been implemented within this. We have met one of those targets, and the two other targets, we have not fully met them. In terms of the Ministerial Bursary Support Program, we have provided that. We have had a workshop with provinces, with academies, in making sure that there is the same understanding in terms of the support that is required by learners that are within the Ministerial Bursary Program. With regard to the athletes and coaches assisted by means of scientific support program, chairperson and members of the committee, we have a program that we are tapering in the sense that we are ending that program. And we have had entrants that are now on the second year towards the end of 40 of those learners. So we do not have new entrants in this program because we are closing this program, which is currently happening through the High Performance Center at Pretoria University. So all of those programs that you will see there, they are continuing program and no new people coming in. So those people will continue up to 2015 to be part of that program, in which is the athletes that are supported through the Ministerial Bursary and the athletes that are based at the High Performance Centers. With regards to the drug-free support agency supported, we have supported only one program in this one quarter, and we therefore have not supported three of the programs on the basis of the delay in terms of faith in submitting the requirements. However, whichever program has been submitted, we have, within that one quarter, provided the support. Within major events, we have supported two event, which is the Indoor Pacific Gymnastics Championship and the ETU World Triathlon Competition, where our athletes have been participating in and we've supported them. Within Program 4, which is the sports support, we have met the targets that have been set, which are two targets. Sport and recreation bodies receiving financial support per year. We have provided support to Boxing in South Africa, which previously presented here, and we have provided support with Netball South Africa through their Premier League program. Within this first quarter, we have met those targets and done them. And within multilateral engagement supported, we have supported that our participation in the AU Sports Council Region 5 continues. We have had two multilateral engagements, and we supported members that are based in South Africa that hold official positions to participate in the AU Sports Council, to participate in those meetings and workshops within this first quarter. With regard to infrastructure and support, we have provided provinces with support. In terms of the audit, there has been an exercise of audit of making sure that when we're talking about facilities that we have an audit. For the past few years, we have not had an audit where we are able to see how many of the facilities have we been involved in terms of a building, and where are those facilities, what is the status of those facilities, and what is the use and utilization of those facilities. In this first quarter, we have assisted Free State and Western Cape in completing their facility count. KwaZulu-Natal also conducted a count within their district to see what facilities are there and what is in place. We have also assisted in terms of technical support in the construction that is happening within six projects in the Free State, in Mpumalanga, and in KwaZulu-Natal. In addition, we have facilities that have been completed in a partnership that we've had with GIZ in the Sports for Social Change facilities. those facilities have been completed and we need to hand them over to the community for them to use and utilize. In terms of the overall developmental developmental performance, within this first quarter, therefore, Chair, we have met a requirement of being able to, out of 100%, be able to achieve 75% of what we were meant to implement within this quarter. And as I had said, in program three, we have three programs that are not new. Therefore, there are no new activities that are happening. They are continuing. Therefore, we have not met those objectives. We believe that within this timeline and within this target that we have been able to achieve the quarter one. We are also confident that we'll be able to achieve the next quarters in terms of our program. We need to say that this second quarter and the third quarter is where activities and programs of the Department of Policy Creation are highest in terms of implementation. When we come back to quarter two and report, the committee will see the programs and activities and capacity building programs and development that we will be reporting on with regards to this third quarter. Thank you, Chair. In terms of the main challenges that we currently have, with regards to the department, we have had our report and our team audit in the 2013-2014 financial year. It is our belief that we will do the same in terms of achievement in 2014 and 2015, that team audit. We are looking, Chair, in terms of the government right now, with the first quarter, if it can be compared to the previous year, in the first quarter, what we have been able to achieve. So we believe that now that we are able to achieve a 75% on the first quarter, that we are going to a bus where we'll be able to have those audits clean going forward. The other important element for us is that in the 2013-2014 maintenance of the clean audit, it is the quality of the reporting and the evidence that we have kept that we believe that the portfolio committee will have an appreciation of when we go forward to 2014-2015. I have finished the presentation of the performance for first quarter information. I do not know if I should go straight to the two other elements, which is the legislative program and the appeals board, or if I maybe should stop here and then I will hear from Rachel how I should move forward. With regards to the appeals board, I do not have a presentation. However, I have an update and a submission for the Chair. With regards to the appeals board, Policy Creation South Africa in 2012 had a whole process of calling for members to be appointed to the board, and the submission was made 2013 to Parliament in terms of that board. After we had gone through the application, the shortlisting, and the vetting of those people that had applied. However, in 2013, we submitted the document in order for Parliament to select, for the portfolio committee to select. The documents were lost, Chair. Yeah. And those documents haven't been lost here in Parliament. We had a record from our parliamentary liaison officer then, Mr. Jamjam, of the submission and the letter. I have brought a letter for the chairperson in terms of the confirmation that we had submitted this document. I have also brought the submission for the chair so that they can see the submission and the details of what has happened. The next step that the minister is making a submission to is establishing and appointing an interim ad hoc appeal board. why we go through the process of appointing and starting a process again of opening up for applications for the appeals board to be appointed. So currently there is no appeals board.
Have the document, you'll be able to go back to page one while she's speaking the Of
see that in a problem where they do the, they reflect on the amount spent, they probably a sentence in each of every one of them indicating that the comparable with the previous year could not be done because of structural changes in the department. Now, I just want to elaborate more on that, because yes, the structural changes can be there, but the core function remain, whether they've been moved to another function to another. Because one, if that's the measure of measuring whether targets have been met, we also need to know what targets are being measured against. And in this case, the logical thing would be the preceding year's spending. And the second issue is with regard to compensation of employees. I remember when the DG was here, it indicated that the incurred understanding on compensation of employees simply because it had taken long to fill those vacancies, but then went on to say that the that process was completed. But in this documentation, it refers to incomplete, I mean, it refers to understanding on vacant posts simply because they, the moratorium was agreed and the departmental are gaining for to not fill certain vacancies. And I want to know whether that preceded the presentation that was given to the portfolio committee and how it did affect that. Because we are given assurance that that process is completed and this is to happen after that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. I have just one quick question. What is it that makes it difficult for the department to head over facilities that are built to the community? So there are a number of them. I know of at least one. There was a few somewhere around January, and it's still there, at least for the community of the area that should be taking it. But I'm afraid the time also is being vandalized.
As usual, may I ask this question? Are you aware about the problem of networks for countries that they are not having offices? Is what issue they were trying to be changed in the office? I know that the issue was handled. If we can get a
thank you. On active nutrition and community sport, I see there are some areas that are participating. Unfortunately enough, it's more about housing and again on the following paragraph, we're going back to housing again, and it's presently. To our main focus, I don't see anything of Bizana, I don't see anything of Skukune and the rest of the other areas in Northwest and other areas. So I'll have to hear from the department, when are we going to get that kind of report? If things are happening in there, and if they are not, what are you doing about it?
Mm-hmm.
And then in the on the next page, page 5, I'm having an interest of hearing his squad focus groups progress. 16 is not too much. Maybe you can, if you can mention where are those groups like that, and then so that we can be able to know if we are going in the right direction or we are still sticking in the main cities. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. The facility audit has been completed in 3 provinces. I would like to request indulgence from the Chair and the Portfolio Committee that when we have completed the whole audit, but it is presented to the portfolio committee, which will give an indication of facilities that are existing, that are in place, that are being utilized. And that facility audit, it really is intended to look at where exactly have we touched, and which areas have we touched in terms of provision of infrastructure. I am therefore making that request on behalf of the DG and the department that we actually give a full audit report that will give the picture of what sort of facilities are there, and where are they being utilized. With regard to the vacancies, a process of advertisement was closed in March of this year. We are currently busy with interviews in terms of filling in the posts that are there, and there are a lot of those posts. So in this quarter, we would not have spent on those posts because those posts have not been filled, because we were doing selection, shortlisting selection, and now we're doing interviews. Maybe in this second quarter that we are currently at, and the third quarter, we can be reporting on the positions that have been filled. With regard to the handing over of the facilities, I must confess that the handing over hold up is truly ill, a dire issue and availability issue of being able to have the MCs, the mayor of those areas to hand over to communities. And I am aware that four facilities in the last quarter were not handed over. And yesterday, we met with the office of the minister, and we have sent communique to all the provinces that the MCs must open and hand over all of the outstanding communities, because the minister and the deputy minister on their own, they are not going to be able to do those facilities. They are huge in number, and they're in terms of them being able to fulfill those responsibilities, they will not be. So the minister has actually directed that the chief of staff write out communication to all the provincial MCs to hand over the outstanding facilities. The facilities that are outstanding include the facilities of Sports for Social Change. They are the facilities of the multi-purpose courts that have been built in schools. They also include the outdoor community gym. I think the objective really of having a handover is that of a process of ownership, that a community receives and is given a facility, than to just complete the facility and then people use it without having some ownership or process of handing it over to the community for them to utilize. I understand entirely where there are delays in those facilities, that they are actually not being utilized. I think the Office of the Minister and the DG have actually identified and looked at that. Such the minister is now giving the MCs of the provinces to actually hand over those facilities. With regard to Netball South Africa, I must confess, Chair, I am not aware of the progress in terms of Netball South Africa and its office. I am therefore not able to report on that. The participation in terms of Gauteng and Northern Cape, I need to give this meeting, Chair, a confirmation and a commitment that these facilities are not only in Gauteng and Western Cape. I must confess that in each province, there has been a community outdoor gym and multi-purpose courts in each of those provinces that have been there. But I must say, when you look at this program, you will see that the programs that we implemented here were also based on the fact that we had a budget vote and we had a budget speech, and in the Western Cape they coincided with those two programs of the minister when the minister was here. But it is not only because they are being implemented only in those provinces. They are happening in other provinces as well. With regards to, I think I have responded to the question of appointments and vacancies. sport focus schools. Sport focus schools, maybe we must begin to talk about what are sport focus schools before we say where are the sport focus schools. There is an acknowledgement in the church and the committee that the schools that we currently have in our country are not all at the same level. And the playing fields have not been leveled. The sport focus schools come from the acknowledgement that not all of the schools where the learners that are talented are currently based are able to help them accelerate their talent and performance. Sport focus schools have therefore been a program that has been identified as an academy program where talented athletes that are currently based in schools that are not able to assist them with the acceleration of their talent are taken from those areas and are based in schools that can assist them in accelerating the talent that they have. As I said, the Ministerial Sports Bursary is a program where talented athletes that participate in the championship, after they have been identified, they are then taken and are placed in those sports programs.
Committee, we can come here and talk about the whole sport program
which sports focus group is only a small part of it. So I hear what the chair is saying, and I think I would make that request that maybe through the DG and our office here will request for the food sports strategy, because the sports focus groups, they fall under that. And I think, Chair, I'm going to leave it at that. That I think comprehensively we have to come back and we have to present the food for strategy to give content.
I'm suspecting that you are taking this card because information is a power. You will be powerless if you don't have information. You can't keep everything in our head. So thank you for that understanding. Any other follow-up of points in the anything that you want to say, because I was just talking to you on something, but with this one, with the installation, I wanted to do any intervention that it will help us, that we must have that information on hand. Because our oversight is on pipeline. Maybe if as well asked this committee that before you come, the information must be in our office in order that we must reach ourselves. Maybe we come after we attended our oversight, but we check our progress. Anything that you want to say?
Thank you very much, Chair. I am requesting on behalf of the Commission that the committee invites the Director General to come and present the food sports strategy. It is the key focus program in the National Sport Education Plan that I believe the committee needs to go through it, because everything that we do in sport education is based on that food sports strategy. And I must apologize for all the two documents that are not here. It is not out of disrespect, Chair, and the committee, in all honesty, and I want to apologize for that. And we will make sure that from the Director General's office, proper report and documentation is actually sent on the two items with regard to legislation program and with regard to the appeal the board of SASFEA.
Thank you. We are going to have our strategic planning session on the 25th and 26th. Talk to the officer to check whether this information that we're talking, you can come and present in our set. Yeah. Talk to Sune and to Ebu that maybe you must have a slot there, because we want to move faster in order that we must see this transformation and assessing the plans of our department. Every information will get it from themselves. Thank you for that understanding. Let's take this opportunity that at least the other gentleman in the head, we are saying that we are apologizing about the other name. We accept the apology. In future, one paper in order that we might record. But thank you so much with your explanation, and I'm suspecting when you have taken our proposals out in some other things that you are saying that, for instance, you have these diaries from 4MEC. You want to do your oversight to those MEC. So we cannot go to themselves if we don't know who's an issue was for a white elephant. So to assist each department, they must, when they finish to build to the money of textbook money, we need to go there to ask why are you not opening? Because those things are for people on the ground. So we didn't do anything wrong. Let's not wait their diary. If we do have information as a committee, we will see what we must make those diamonds to be okay. Thank you so much. Thank you with your short notice that you have got it last night, and we are appreciating. We must all be hands on. And 20 years down the line, we don't see the transformation. And we have been saying transformation, transformation. We need to be hands on at this moment. These 5 years, we must prove ourselves that information that the department is having, it must come to this committee. And this committee is very energetic. It wants 5 years to see the transformation. Transformation is not there. We've been bullying. I'm a leader of the bullying, but 20 years down the line, no transformation is called. So we want to assist the department. Together, we can do more. Thank you. Announcement.
Just for a few minutes on the last few things. One is about the engagement with our Institute for Transportation for tomorrow. The other one is that as we aspire to the platform is concerned, we prepared documents that will assist members just to go through and then solve so that when you go to the five session, this is what an idea of where we can make an increase in the five members.
That we don't finish this problem is wonderful.